Welcome back to The Word at Work. This is the podcast for Christian professionals where we dig into topics to support you in thriving professionally and, of greatest importance, living biblically. This, our first summer episode, will be a little bit different. This episode can be listened to all at once, or you can pause throughout to use it as a 7-day audio devotional. If you prefer to read your devotionals, I'll put a link to the corresponding 7-day Bible reading plan we've made available through partnering with the YouVersion Bible app. The YouVersion plan also includes the scripture references, so you can read the corresponding daily passages directly from your app. So whether you choose to pause at points throughout this episode to use it as a 7-day plan, or if you choose to listen to it all at once, we hope this episode prompts you to consider your true identity as a child of God. You know, one of the first questions we ask upon meeting another adult is often, "So, what do you do?" And we're asking them about their job, of course. This behavior, this question, is one of many that highlights our emphasis on vocation. And it makes sense, as most adults spend a large percentage of their waking hours engaged in work activities. But we take it too far when we place the core of our identity, or our sense of self and our self-worth, in our careers. So let's do a quick heart check before we dig in. Consider if any of these statements are true for you. Work sets the tone for my entire life. A bad day at work is a bad day overall, and a good day at work means I'm on cloud 9. Or what about this one? I feel most proud when people compliment me on my professional accomplishments and skills. Or how about, it's most important to me that people see me as successful, accomplished, and highly capable. Or what about this one? My ability to make good money and provide for my family is core to my value as a person. Well, if any of those statements ring true for you, you're not alone, and I'm so glad that you'll be joining us. In the coming days throughout this plan, we will explore a biblical perspective on identity as we untangle a few worldly myths and replace them with scriptural truths. There are many things in this world that will seek to define us and provide us with that sense of self-worth. 1 John 2:15-17 reminds us we are not to fixate on the fleeting desires of this world. It's important to consider if we are letting our fellow creation, so other people, culture, the world around us, etc., if we're letting that define us. Because it's our Creator who assigns identity, worth, and purpose to our lives. In Genesis 1, we are reminded of who our Creator is. The Almighty God put breath in our lungs, and His word has much to say about our identity. Let's pray. Father God, I am who You say I am. Guide me this week in aligning my heart with Yours. Amen. Myth number one, I am my own. I was recently making a decision, and a very well-meaning friend said, "Do what makes you happy." We've all heard it, and many of us have said it. We live in a world that elevates messages like, "Do what makes you happy," "Look out for number one," and "You do you." It's no wonder our selfish nature, further encouraged by our surroundings, drives us toward autonomy and an inflated sense of self. But we are not our own. Certainly not in the sense that the world would have us believe. And that is a good thing. So let's replace the "I am my own" myth with the scriptural truth of "I am a child of God." John 12:1 speaks of what happens when we embrace Jesus and believe in His name. In a beautiful display of grace and acceptance, we are given the right to become His children. And this good news gets even better. You are a child of God, and you have siblings. You are not an only child. In Ephesians 2:19, Paul provides a reminder that Christians of Gentile backgrounds are full citizens and equal members of God's household. All Christians are part of one body, built upon the same common foundation of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thing it is to be children of God. Let's pray. Lord, I am who you say I am, and you say I am your child, a child of God. Amen. Myth number two, I am loved if. We love to place conditions on things, don't we? We'll say, I'll finally prove myself if I achieve that promotion. I'll be content after we move to that neighborhood. I'll be loved if. Brothers and sisters, you are loved, period. Hard stop. No conditions. The world may lead us to believe that love always comes with conditions, but we have access to the unconditional love of our Father. I've always appreciated the word lavished in the NIV version of 1 John 3:1. Such extravagant words come to mind when I hear that word. We are showered, covered, smothered, lavished with a love so great we have no earthly understanding of it. The love of God is so great it reaches to the core of our very being, redefining who we are. When we open our hearts to His great love and become children of God, we are transformed. As Romans 8:37 through 39 tells us, nothing can separate us from the great love of our God. Let's pray. Father God, I am who you say I am, and you say I am loved. Amen. Myth number three, my own sufficiency will supply my needs. When it comes to our money and our possessions, we sometimes fall into the trap of trusting in our own sufficiency. It's easy to do as we see certain cause and effect scenarios play out. I worked hard, so I got a raise. My team crushed our quarterly targets, so a big bonus is coming my way. Or I've put the time and the hours in, that promotion is mine. And then before we know it, we've taken the sufficiency of Jesus out of the picture and replaced it with our own sense of self-sufficiency. With this mindset, we tend to credit ourselves when things are going well. On the other hand, when we are going through a hardship, we feel utterly helpless. The letter to the Hebrews is written as encouragement to Christians who were going through trials. It points them back to the sufficiency of Jesus. In Hebrews 13:5, we see a plea toward contentment and a reminder that the Lord is our helper and will not leave or forsake us. Philippians 4:19 tells us God will supply every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we can't discuss God's provision of our needs without also acknowledging the value of hard work. So while we trust God to provide, we are also called to work and be productive. 1 Timothy 5:8 speaks to the value of work ethic and providing for our families. While we use our gifts and talents to work, we also trust fully in God's provision. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I am who you say I am, and you say I am provided for. I can rely on your sufficiency. Amen. Myth number four, I create my own purpose. No matter a person's theological beliefs, the human species seems hardwired for seeking purpose. We ask questions like, why am I here? What is the meaning of life? And does the work I do really matter? These are the big questions we all want answers to. Ephesians 2:10 reminds us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that have been prepared for us. The Father knows you individually, and there are unique situations you've been placed into that others haven't. You are the one leading your team. You are the one parenting your children, and you are the one placed in the lives of your family, friends, coworkers, and the young man who makes your coffee every morning at the coffee shop. We all have unique kingdom opportunities all around us. And we also have universal callings, like the call in Matthew 28:18-20 to go and make disciples. We were all created for a purpose. So let's get to work. Let's pray. Father, I am who you say I am, You say I was created by a loving Father for a purpose. Amen. Myth number 5, I am saved through achievement. If you watch a lot of action movies, you've probably seen a scene like this. Two action heroes have defied death and laughed in the face of danger for the last 53 minutes, only to find themselves in the most desperate of situations. As they run from danger, it becomes evident that the slower of the two men is not going to make it out. So not wanting to pull his faster friend down with him, the slow man yells ahead, "Keep going, save yourself." Well, aren't you glad we don't have to save ourselves? Truthfully, nothing we achieve would be enough to save ourselves. We could never impress enough people, earn enough promotions, or volunteer enough hours in the church nursery to earn our salvation. Those aren't bad things. In fact, they can be very good things. James 2:17 tells us faith without works is dead, but we don't save ourselves through our own works. Our salvation is God's gift through grace. In Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, Paul reminds us of the glorious gift of grace. Every ounce of our striving, working, and achieving would not be sufficient. Let's pray. My Lord, I am who you say I am, and you say I am saved by grace through faith. Amen. Looking ahead, I am made new. I love to watch artists as they work. Some turn a blank canvas into a beautiful landscape. Others create jewelry out of raw materials and stones. When I was young, I would marvel at my grandmother creating complex garments from a few yards of fabric. Artists have the ability to transform something seemingly ordinary into something absolutely wonderful. To be a follower of Christ is to be fully transformed. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul's letter reminds us we are not only forgiven of our sins, but we are also changed into a new creation. The old is gone, and we can look forward. The world will bombard us with messages about who we are and where our worth comes from. There is a temporary nature to the identities we create for ourselves on earth. Through our acceptance of Jesus and the grace of God, we can have a lasting and true identity in Christ. We must stay alert to the many myths the world would have us believe and remain anchored to our identity in Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I am who you say I am. I am made new. Amen. Thank you for joining us through this 7-day devotional on identity. We will see you next time for our next regularly scheduled episode.